SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, Wisdom Warriors. Love and Cruise here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom and real-world advice. Ever feel like you're just bouncing around on an emotional roller coaster? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting into a pit of despair. Well, you're not alone. In today's world, where we're constantly bombarded with information and stimuli, it can be tough to stay grounded and in control of our emotions. But guess what? It's totally possible. And that's where the magic of emotional intelligence comes in. Today, we're diving deep into the heart of EQ, building your emotional intelligence through self-awareness. You know that feeling when you catch yourself reacting impulsively, snapping at someone, or spiraling into a negative thought pattern? That's your emotional alarm bell ringing. Recognizing those moments and understanding what triggers them is the first step to becoming an emotional master. It's like learning to read the map of your own feelings, knowing where you stand emotionally and how to navigate those tricky terrains. Think of it this way. Self-awareness is like having a built-in compass. It guides you towards making conscious choices instead of letting your emotions hijack your decisions. It's about recognizing your strengths, weaknesses, values, and beliefs, all the stuff that shapes who you are and how you react to the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. Sounds great, Logan, but how do I actually build this thing called self-awareness? Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your emotional intelligence game. 1. Tune into your body. Ever notice how your stomach clenches when you're nervous or your heart races when you're excited? Our bodies are incredible signalers. Pay attention to those physical cues that are giving you valuable information about your emotional state. Are you tense? Relaxed? Energized? Taking a moment to check in with your body can be like hitting the pause button on an emotional roller coaster, allowing you to make more deliberate choices. 2. Embrace the power of journaling. Write down your thoughts and feelings regularly, even if it's just for a few minutes each day. This helps you process emotions, identify patterns in your reactions, and gain a deeper understanding of what triggers certain responses. Think of it like therapy on the go. Plus, journaling can be super therapeutic, helping you release stress and gain clarity. 3. Seek feedback from trusted sources. Don't be afraid to ask for honest feedback from people who know you well. They might offer insights into your blind spots, those areas where you're not as self-aware as you think. Remember, constructive criticism can be a gift. Use it as an opportunity to grow and learn. 4. Practice mindfulness meditation. Take a few minutes each day to simply focus on your breath and observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. This helps calm the mental chatter and cultivates a sense of presence, allowing you to become more aware of your emotions in real time. It's like training your emotional muscles, making them stronger and more resilient over time. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, building self-awareness is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of clarity, and times when you feel lost. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep practicing. You've got this. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work and your boss throws a curveball, a last-minute project deadline, or a sudden change in priorities. How do you react? Do you panic? Get defensive? Or do you take a deep breath, assess the situation calmly, and strategize your next move? This is where self-awareness shines. By recognizing your initial emotional response, that rising sense of anxiety or frustration, you can choose how to proceed. You can acknowledge those feelings without letting them control you. You can step back, analyze the situation objectively, and come up with a solution that's both effective and stress-free. Remember, self-awareness isn't about suppressing your emotions. It's about understanding them, managing them, and using them to your advantage. It's like having a superpower, the ability to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. So, wisdom warriors, remember these key takeaways. Tune into your body. Journal your thoughts and feelings, seek feedback from trusted sources, practice mindfulness meditation, and be kind to yourself throughout this journey. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies you use to build self-awareness? Share your tips and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, every day is a new opportunity to level up your emotional intelligence. So go out there, embrace those challenges, and show the world what you're made of. Until next time, keep striving for wisdom and strength.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.